Hi, you're listening to Sydney's podcast, and right now we have a piece, I have a piece for you called Diagnosis. What became of the gaps, I wonder? Those big black chunks out of my space-time continuum. What was going on behind the back of my subconscious mind? If I knew, would it matter? Would it help? Would it change anything? The few visions I have of that little girl are so clear. Just makes me wonder why those are all I have. I don't subscribe to hypnosis today, and I don't need some insecure doctor who's more than ready to feed my open mind whatever fodder is running through the papers this month. My curiosity is harder than that to please. I'll just wonder about it until I go to sleep. I dream a lot, and damn vividly too. Fabulous melodramas where the hero never quite rides up. And though I'm a girl, I never dreamt of the horses they travel with, these darling knights of myth. If he could really have loved me, would I have let him? The few dreams I have are so redundant. How many times can I endure the same humiliations? I don't try to dwell on the darker things. I threw that off when I threw off my teens. It was past time to stop. Paranoia is an expensive habit, and pricey pills are no real help. Why numb your mind to reality? I search for a way to connect the dots of my past so I can move on to the next puzzle in the game book of life. Maybe a puzzle of crosswords I never meant to say, or a search for lost words I never heeded in more headstrong days.